Today is the 18th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Brethren, I give thanks to my God always for you, for the grace of God that is given you is in Christ Jesus, that in all things you are made rich in him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that nothing is wanting to you in any grace, waiting for the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who also will confirm you unto the end without crime in the day of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 9. At that time, Jesus, entering into a boat, passed over the water and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him one sick of the palsy, lying in a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the man, sick of the palsy, be of good heart, son, thy sins are forgiven thee. And behold, some of the scribes said within themselves, he blasphemeth. And Jesus, seeing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your hearts? Whether it is easy to say, thy sins are forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the man sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. And he arose and went into his house, and the multitude, seeing it, feared and glorified God, who had given such power to men. Please be seated for the announcements. Immediately after Mass, there'll be a short little meeting with the Eucharistic Crusade. I just want to meet with them and talk to them for a few minutes. Before then, Father Rostan will also give us a conference down in the basement, just kind of on the present situation. So you're obviously all welcome to listen to Father talk on that. We do want to thank Father for his visit and his time here, coming to visit us. So as I say, with that, with Father giving a talk in the basement after Mass, the altar and rosary meeting is canceled, and then the catechism classes are canceled, so we can all listen to Father. So now Father will be giving the sermon, but as I say, after Mass, after a few minutes after Father is able to make his thanksgiving, and for obviously for all of you to make your thanksgiving, Father will give a conference down in the basement of the church.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Father, dear brethren, it's for me a pleasure to be here again after a year. My first visit was about a year ago, and I'm glad to visit you again, and with now a priory, a few priests to take care of you, of your parish, of your school, and of your souls. We just entered the month of October, dedicated, consecrated to the Holy Rosary, and in a few days we will celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. And it is for me an occasion, of course, to remind you, to invite you to be generous in our last Rosary Crusade. Every visit of I in our parishes, in our churches, is an occasion for me to speak about this Rosary Crusade that Bishop Follet started a few months ago already, the third Rosary Crusade, but an important one, asking of the Blessed Mother, our Blessed Mother, that the Pope may consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We may be at first surprised by such an intention. Some have been surprised by such an intention, as we have many intentions to pray for. Our own souls, our own country, our parishes, many reasons to pray for different intentions and to launch Rosary Crusade. Why did Bishop Fillet starts this new Rosary Crusade with that specific intention, well, obviously, to answer the request of Our Lady that she made already a long time ago. Remember, it was in 1917 that Our Lady mentioned that consecration of Russia for the first time. 1917. It's already a long time ago. I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. Two things. The consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the devotion to the five first Saturday of the month, the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And it's in 1929 that she came back to Sister Lucy and asked for the consecration. This is the moment when God asks the Holy Father to make, in union with all the bishops of the world, the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart. It is obvious that the will of God, through the message of Our Lady in Fatima, is that a specific country in the world we live in today, should be consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and will be, as soon as it is done, will be the occasion for heaven to show the power of the Immaculate Heart of Mary over our souls, over our countries, over the world. Through the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the salvation of souls, and even the salvation of the world we live in, will be given to us. Our Lady prophesied that this consecration would be not done on time, as requested, would be done late. Too late, even, she said. Too late to the point that Russia will have already spread her errors throughout the world, provoking wars and persecution against the Church. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she will be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world. It is our trust in these words of Our Lady. It is our trust that these prophecies, which has been already accomplished, will be fully accomplished at the end. The Immaculate Heart of Mary will triumph, and that's the first reason to pray that Rosary Crusade for that intention, that the Holy Father may at last answer the request of the Blessed Mother. It is the will of God. It is already late, maybe too late, but it is still our hope. It is maybe too late because the errors of Russia, of communism, have been already spread in many places, if not everywhere in the world. The popes have condemned that error as a pernicious doctrine for mainly two reasons. The main reasons of the condemnation of communism, even not the only ones, but the main reason are the atheism and this materialism of this doctrine. Men refuse God. They refuse God. They deny the existence of God, and the whole doctrine is based on that. Or you will say today, people don't deny the existence of God. No, many people still believe in a certain God. But in fact, they do not believe in the revelation of God. They do not believe in that God interferes with our life. Everybody can create his own God. Everybody can believe in any God they want or they make. It's not that God exists and has revealed himself to tell us through our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Catholic Church, the only church he founded, the truth about himself and about salvation. No, that's not the point anymore today. Today what is important is that you are sincere with yourself and you create your own belief. And if you do that, don't worry, you'll be saved, whatever you believe in. In other words, the revelation of God, the true God, has been killed. We don't want him, we want just men to create their own gods. And that is another way of this atheism or denying the true existence of God or the existence of the true God. Men, more than ever, are tempted by Satan, who wants men to become the real gods, deciding on what is good or evil. God is not teaching us anymore what is good or evil, what we should do to save our souls, what we should do to run our civilization, what we should do to run our countries according to the will of God. No, God is not telling us anymore anything. Man is supposed to do it on their own, and it's a way of killing God. In what day soever you shall eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, said Satan to Eve, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. You shall be like gods, knowing good or evil, deciding what is good or evil on your own, not receiving from God, not obeying God anymore, but just deciding by any way you want, by the majority if you prefer, or by any other way you want. Man decides what is good and evil, and it is, in fact, another way of denying the true God. The second doctrine condemned is the materialism of this doctrine, the denial of any spiritual life, of intellectual life, of any spiritual kind of life. No need for a spiritual life, no eternal life, of course. What counts is the life here below, on earth. What we must build is a better world, is a world where there is a human justice, where we can have a comfortable life. What counts today is to have a nice life, a big house, a big screen TV, a nice car, whatever this world can give us, whatever we can receive, whatever pleasure we can get from this world, that's what counts. And it is this materialism error that has been spread all around the world. Money is more important than God in our world. The problem of the modern world is a break off from God. It's a rupture with God, a destruction of the order created by God. And the only answer to that problem, to the crisis the world, the entire world is today, the answer is a spiritual one, a consecration of a specific country to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, a request of Our Lady, a request that God has given us through the message of Our Lady, the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the consecration of that country to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. A spiritual answer to a very worldly problem, to a very worldly crisis. There is no other answer than a spiritual one to the crisis of the world that we are in. It is our hope, it is our trust in the Immaculate Heart of Mary that as soon as this act of faith in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, in God, is done, we will see a submission of the world, a greater submission of the world to the will of God, and a certain peace, a time of peace, will be granted to the world. We see also this consecration of Russia as an answer to the crisis in the Church. If the world is in crisis, it is because the Church is in crisis. And the crisis in the Church, since the Second Vatican Council, is a much more deeper crisis than even the one of the world. Even though the one of the world is more obvious, is more we are more afraid of it, maybe, by the consequences in our life. Well, the crisis in the Church is a much deeper one, a much gravest one. What is the main problem within the Catholic Church since the Second Vatican Council? Well, it is that new ecumenism that has been kind of defined or redefined in the Council, and which has modified our entire religion. The liturgy, the new Mass, is a product of ecumenism. It is to please the Protestant and the other religion that the new Mass has been made, has been introduced in the Church. Everything is around that new ecumenism. And this new ecumenism is destroying our faith in the divine revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ through the Catholic Church. The problem is kind of the same. This new ecumenism prone a discussion, a dialogue with the other religion to the point that our dogmas of faith are hidden, are not affirmed, stated against the errors of the other religions. It is the destruction of our faith. It's a cancer of the Church, a sickness that is eating up from inside, destroying the Church herself from inside. It is the auto-destruction of the Church. And there also, the answer to this crisis is spiritual. It's a spiritual fight. And that's why the Society of St. Pius X has always fought this crisis on a spiritual side of it, by keeping the sacraments, by giving the sacraments, by sanctifying our life, by rebuilding anywhere we can a Catholic life with priories, with schools where children are taught the faith, where everything comes from the Catholic Church through the priests. It is a spiritual answer to the crisis in the Church. And God wants to give also a spiritual answer to this crisis, an act of faith, a concrete act of faith against this ecumenism. If, and it will be one day, when the consecration of Russia is done, it will be a concrete act of faith in the necessity to convert to the Catholic faith? What other reason to consecrate a country to the Immaculate Heart of Mary than to ask of God, of our Blessed Mother, that that country may be converted to the Catholic faith, to the Catholic Church, an Orthodox country, schismatic, for centuries coming back into the Catholic faith and the Catholic Church, an act of faith in the necessity to convert in order to be saved. And we see as an answer also, therefore, to the crisis of the Church. It is not something new, this desire to see the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary is not something new in tradition, in the society. Remember, Archbishop Lefebvre in Fatima in 1987 made this consecration of Russia in anticipation of the happy day when the Sovereign Pontiff will at last accede to the request of thy divine Son, but without arrogating to ourselves any authority that is not ours, we have resolved for our part to respond to heaven's demands. We hand over, give and consecrate as far as it is in our power, Russia to the Immaculate Heart. A consecration which was done not, of course, with the authority of the Pope, not with any authority that is not ours, but still trying to do whatever we can to answer that request of Our Lady. These are surely some of the reasons why Bishop Fellay has launched this new Rosary Crusade, a crusade of prayers and sacrifice, not only of rosaries, but of sacrifices. Our Lady asked that of in every apparition she made, in Lourdes, in Fatima, La Salette, Rue du Bac, everywhere she appeared, she asked prayers and sacrifices. Pray and sacrifice yourself for that intention, she said to Sister Lucie. And that's what we are asked by Bishop Fellay, to pray the rosary, 12 million rosaries. And we are not yet there. We have to do more efforts and pray more rosaries. 12 million rosaries, but also 12 million sacrifices. For every rosary, we must offer one sacrifice, join one sacrifice to our prayers. All things of every day, sacrifices of every day, our duties of state, our act of charities that we must do around us, anything that is about, is in our duties, obeying God's law, trying to offer the sacrifices that we need to do in order to be more faithful to the commandments of God, anything that we need to do anyway every day. We don't need to make things extraordinary, extraordinary sacrifices. No, we need to offer the sacrifices of our daily life for that intention. And the goal of this Rosary Crusade is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And therefore we must ourselves try to have a deeper devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to these five first Saturdays of the month. And not only just for ourselves, I do the five first Saturdays, so I am good for myself. Our Lady promised I would receive the graces I need to be saved. No, that's not the point. What we need is to honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary as much as we can. Not only five first Saturday in our life, but every first Saturday of every month of every year that God gives us on earth, as much as we can, as often as we can, offering these communion, confession, meditation, rosaries in reparation for the offenses made against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's not just doing five times in order to be okay with Our Lady and have done our part. It's to repair as much as we can for these offenses that are made around us and even sometimes by us, by our sins. So let us really be generous and understand the goal of this Rosary Crusade. We have prayed that God may answer our prayers for this situation, the crisis in the Church. Well, I think it is time really to renew our generosity and really offer up our prayers and sacrifices. We cannot be too generous. We cannot sacrifice and pray enough for such a noble cause, for such a high mission. And that's why I really invite you, especially in this month of October, to renew your generosity. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. Let us be generous. Let us really offer ourselves, and let us pray that we may see the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary soon as possible, for the salvation of our souls and for the salvation of the world. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.